Friends, I'm Pat, and today's Notes for the Children, the podcast, is about control. We often try to control too many things in our lives, some of which we really have no control over at all. As a young man, I had a bit of a controlling personality, which I really didn't like at all. I understand part of the reason why I was growing up in a severely alcoholic home where chaos was pretty much expected every single day. You simply had no idea what we were going to face when we were walking into the home from school. Having said that, it's still no excuse to continue to be a controlling type person years on. I really regret that I was like that for far too many years. How many years could we spend thinking we could fix or control situations or people when in fact we had no control over that situation? I suspect many people listening to this podcast would feel the same, or perhaps they were once a very controlling person. This type of controlling person not only hurts themselves, but we hurt others around us. I said I regret doing it, and I'm almost embarrassed telling you, but if I don't tell you the whole truth, I don't think I can help you too much here. We would all be wise to heed the words of really eminent philosophers on the subject of control, and how often we like to control things, very often to our detriment. Epictetus said, "The more you seek to control external events, the less control you will have over your own life." He also said, "It is not in our control to have everything turn out exactly as we want, but it is in our control how we respond to what happens." He may have said these wise words close to 2,000 years ago, but they ring just as true today. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. As a younger man, I had somewhat of a controlling personality, which I didn't really like at all. Regrettably, it took me too long to understand why. Children, if we do not do a bit of self-study and honest emotional spiritual work to help ourselves, it is difficult to even understand our behavior, let alone try to improve it. When I started to do the important work to understand my behaviors, it became very clear the past was still chasing me. Of course, being controlling was natural for me because as a young kid, all I ever witnessed was bombs dropping around our family pretty much every other day. In fact, that started well before I was 12 and lasted until I moved out of the house at about 18, at which point I realized it was not normal. I simply knew that if I was not trying to control some of the chaos, it wasn't going away by itself. Not that it worked. Each Monday, I expect that all five of us were hoping for a more sober week. I saw the futility of my mother trying to control my father's drinking by controlling his liquor supply. Even as a kid, I realized how silly it was for Mum to go around every nook and cranny in the house, including ducts and vents, to find and throw out all his booze. This happened countless times, and all my young logical mind would say was, "Well, there goes another $20 or $50 we don't have." At the time, I kept thinking, why were we wasting money throwing alcohol away when we were always being broke, and surely Dad would just buy it again the same day he found it thrown out? Dad would come home from work half in the bag, look for his whiskey bottles, then scream and yell for at least 15 minutes. All the family got out of this was a lot of commotion and anger before he would drive over to the liquor store and buy it again. And as a bonus, we were short however much money Mum tossed away that day in booze. On the subject of whiskey bottles, I remember well one day Mum sending me over to the liquor store to buy her a bottle of her favorite. The trouble was I was only 17 and the store clerk asked me for ID. Of course, I did not have any. I proceeded home without her whiskey, only to be given a lesson why I could not talk the stupid clerk into selling it to me. My mother always had a tremendous amount of spunk, so she asked me to drive her back to the store to get the whiskey, as she was in no condition to drive. When we arrived at the liquor store, she demanded I go in with her while she told the same clerk she was an idiot to not let her son buy it. Pretty funny, yeah, maybe a bit sad too. Children, you are all very self-aware and intelligent, so please form your own thoughts on what anyone could learn from growing up amid the havoc of whiskey bottles. Note, what lies beyond our control? Please remember that when we are edging toward a more controlling manner of living, this usually ends up in a poor situation for us and the things or people we are trying to control. Attempting to control too many things around us that are out of our control can waste a lot of energy and time, as well as damage relationships and, of course, ourselves. How many years did I spend thinking I could fix or control people and things that were simply out of my control? Once I started to understand the reasons for my controlling behavior and how it began in childhood, it was easier to start shifting away from it. When we grow up in a family that is totally dysfunctional, unpredictable, and out of control, most of us will learn to take care of ourselves by taking back a bit of control. Unfortunately, it took me years to connect the dots here, but when I did, letting go of things I shouldn't try to control and couldn't, even if I tried, was so much easier. Once I came to understand I did not need to try to control everything, I found it much easier to happily accept my partner's way of doing things. This has also made me so much happier, and with that, giving me a much better life. Highly recommend you try it. Note, eminent Stoic philosophers writing on control. Epictetus surely said it much better than most could when he said, quote, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control." Unquote. At the time he was considered the most powerful man on earth, Marcus Aurelius said, quote, "You have power over your own mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." Unquote.